So I'm still at the festival in Dubai. It is just past 10 o'clock at night, and they've just done the auction for various raffle prizes for charity. Now, I've been very privileged that the gentleman who got up to do a speech is actually from the Autism Centre in Dubai, and I'm going to interview about the things that have happened to get this centre going in Dubai. Welcome.
Your name, please.
Mohammed Fteha, Speech Communication Lead Unit in Dubai Autism Centre.
So you are the charity for the threat?
Yeah.
Okay, so tell me a little bit about how the Autism Centre came about in Dubai.
Actually, Autism Center came about in around 2001, actually in 18th of November 2001, and it was the idea from the parents themselves. Then they create a small center, a trade center, just gathering information and doing assessment and counseling for parents of autism. Then they shift to same area with a small villa, around 12 kids with a 16 therapist and teacher. And now, thanks God, we have like a big villa in Diava with around 45 kids with 60 specialists from therapists and teachers. We have actually something we call it a holistic approach. So we are serving the kids from different therapies according to their need. Because autism actually is different from other disabilities, affecting communication, social interaction, and imaginative and the play area of the child, with some of the repetitive behaviors like clapping, rocking, spinning around the self or spinning the things itself. So we are working in a group of team, and we are using the international ratio of the teachers and students, which is 4-2. So we have one teacher, one special education teacher with two kids. And this is the international ratio for educating those children. And the thing that we are using the international approach, which is the individualized educational plan, and we are using applied behavioral analysis, BICS program, Higashi approach, all these things according to the ability of kids. We have different therapies. We have speech therapy, we have occupational therapy, movement therapy, music therapy, art therapy, all these computer therapy, all of them working under the umbrella of IEB to build a curriculum for each child, and then they start their working with the kids. With the support of the parents, actually, we cannot work separately from them. So one of the kids, they are staying around 5 hours in the center, then they complete at home. So we give them a program at the center, and the parents complete the program with us.
Okay. So the parents pay for all the for the treatment and things like that. So what would the donations from an event like that tonight provide?
Yeah, actually, a lot of things. Any donation will support us. We are looking for that actually in two sides. The first side is the awareness about autism, and this is one of the purpose goals of the Dubai Autism Center, to spread awareness in the Arabic area and the Gulf area about autism, what is it, because unfortunately still some people and even some doctors, they didn't know what is autism. So we need to spread awareness about
So you need to educate.
To educate all community about it, and this is part of the education. And the second part is fundraising, because the center is a non-profit organization, so it's depending on donation and fundraising. And this money will go directly to the therapy, to the early intervention program, learning materials, supporting the kids. And actually the actual cost for teaching is, each child is costing the center around 900,000 dirham. And what we take as a fees from the kids, around 20,000, which is like third of, or less than third of the actual cost of the child. So by getting some fundraising and donation from this success company or success event, it will help us too much to go ahead. And it will help the kids and the family in being a part of the society and also to reduce their difficulties that they are facing.
Okay. So, I mean, this is an absolutely brilliant charity. I mean, I used to work with a guy who was autistic, and he was incredibly creative. He had a problem with social skills, but he's incredibly creative. There's one message that we should probably get across to people about autism is, you know, it's not like a disability as such, you know. There's a hell of a lot of creativity in an autistic child.
Yeah, actually, just we need to discover them. It's like a golden thing that you need to discover, just to polish it and discover.
Like the golden ticket from Willy Wonka's Chocolate Factory, or
yeah, this is the best description, actually. We have some of the kids, they are doing actually amazing art. Some of them, they are perfect in math. Some of them, they are perfect in internet and doing like searching tour orientation, maybe better than us even. So they have some specific talented area, and we are just working on this area. The main area they have problem with it is the, as you said, the socialization with other and the communication, which is mainly the pragmatic part of language, the social, the real use of language for communication with other. So with the team of speech unit and also supporting of the special educator and other therapists, we try to work on that aspect to support them, and at least we give them a chance to communicate with their parents, with the society in general.
Okay, so where do you see the center in the next 5 years? Where would you like to see the center in the next 5 years?
I hope inshallah we'll see it like one of the training center in the Gulf area for the parents of children with autism and for the professional, and as a resource center, as a big library, and also try to provide the service because we have actually a big waiting list. We have around 188, and the number of the kids in the center around 45 kids, because it's a rented failure. And we are now doing a fundraising, a donation for shifting to a new
next
phase, inshallah. And we hope that will cover around 150 child. So this is one of our dreams.
Well, I wish you all the success and the wonderful work you're doing. And I hope you raise as much money as you need to do that. Mohammed, thank you very much.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thanks a lot for you. Thank you.